Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one and coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I'm hoping you're having a very cute week this week. It's sunny outside today with a little bit of clouds, and it is hot today, people. Hi, everybody. So make sure you drink plenty of water, you guys. It's hot, hot, hot. Make sure you stay inside whenever you can. Or if you're going out, make sure you find air conditioning whenever you can, because it is hot outside. I'm going to guarantee it that much. And yeah, so welcome back to my podcast. If you don't know me already, I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, the both shows, which is from the HDU, Henry Danger Universe, and I recap both of the shows all together. So it's awesome, it's amazing, and I hope you can enjoy the rest of the ride, because this episode was awesome, and I guarantee it that much, guys. And yes, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope you like it as well. So yeah, it's awesome, it's amazing, I can't wait to see show you this episode, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So, So before we get started to this podcast, I just want to say 114,000 of you has listened to this podcast. What? That is crazy. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Without you guys, I wouldn't have done this to begin with. So thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every single one of you. And this could just keep this going. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. The new Disney ship called the Disney Wish is now in previews. That's right. The new ship in the Disney Cruise Line called the Disney Wish is now in previews. I am so excited to see this ship for myself because there's a little bit of Avengers in there. So, you know, I'm a big Avengers fan myself and Star Wars, and you never get the shindig. So, yeah, so it's coming out in July in a couple of weeks, and I'm so excited to give you the coverage. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, so it's in previews right now. I am so excited, and go get your tickets for the Disney Wish when it opens, but because it's sold out, so make sure you grab your tickets while you can. So it's now in previews, and I'm so excited to check out the ship myself. Okay, and this Friday, Thor is getting his fourth movie. That's right. Thor Love and Thunder is coming into theaters this Friday, and Thor has been that lovely Avenger for a long time, and he's the first Avenger ever to have four movies. Captain America had three, Iron Man had three, no offense, but this is the first Avenger to get his fourth movie, so congratulations to him, Thor, and Chris Hemsworth. And Natalie Portman is back as Jane, as the mighty Thor, as always, so make sure you go and get your tickets for Thor Love and Thunder this Friday. It's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be sick, I can't wait to check out the movie myself. When you're a big Marvel fan, you know what's up. So, even for Thor movies, it's kind of awesome, it's kind of sick, so make sure you go and get your tickets for Thor Love and Thunder, and which hits theaters this Friday. So, make sure you get your tickets, and it's gonna be a romantic comedy, so it's gonna be interesting, and yeah, so I'm excited to see this movie. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 24, season 2 of Danger Force, Wedding of the Trentery. That's right, Trent is getting married to his internet girlfriend, Tracy 426, and Danger Force almost kind of messed it up on this one. But, yeah, so this episode was wild, it was crazy, you get the reason why. But, yeah, so I can't wait to recap this episode for you guys, and I hopefully it's going to make your day a little bit brighter, so it's going to be great. Oh my god, where'd you go? Look at the time. I got to go and prepare for this Danger Force episode. So again, guys, I just want to say thank you so much. Whatever you do, make sure you keep it up with the follows and the plays. That would be great. And without you guys, I wouldn't have done this to begin with. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of you. So, so the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. This just in. We got a Danger Force update. So I'm going to recap episode 24, season 2 of Danger Force, Wedding of the Trentery. Yes, Trent is finally getting married to his internet girlfriend, Tracy426, and this has been going on for like a while now, and Danger Force almost kind of messed it up in this one, but they saved the day and they get married anyway, which is kind of cute. I love wedding stuff. You know me with the proposals and the weddings. It's just so cute and adorable. And I kind of love this episode myself. So, yeah, this episode is just one of my favorites. And I gotta say that much. And I just love how, love weddings. And congratulations to Trent. I mean, we've known him for a very long time. And it's just like, he's gonna be finally being a married man, you know. And clone of Henry's mom is gonna get into the mix in this one. So, yeah, but this episode is awesome. I cannot wait to recap this for you guys. And I hope you like this episode as well. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. So make sure you strap up and buckle up because this episode is going to be mind-blowing. So, okay. So, here we go. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, make sure you turn on the speaker on every device that you have when you have is because this episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's just get this party started. And, let's begin. Okay, so there are two scenes involved in this. The Man's Nest and the KLVY News. First, we're going to the Man's Nest, and we see Ray in a suit with flying rose petals all over the floor. And Ray said, you guys quit messing around and get in here. The Genuine Moments wedding episode is about to start. And then comes the guillotine door starts to open, and comes Mika and Choppa in their wedding dresses. And Mika's like, just needed to grab some snacks. And Choppa behind her said, it ain't a wedding without popcorn. And they both, all of them went to their beanbags. They plop on the beanbags. And Ray's like, ah. And somehow Miles comes out of nowhere with a suit with the chocolate fountain, and they all get scared. Mika and Choppa said, ah. Focusing on them and focusing on Miles, said, ain't winning without a chocolate fountain. And then comes Bose with some weeding episode for no reason. And Bose says, I am ready for the weeding. And Mika said, white in the background, the motor is reaving. Cut to all of them. Mika's like, no, Miles. And he covers his ears and cuts to all of them and said, no. Buddy cut to her and said, it's a wedding episode. And cut to Bose and confused and said, so the weeds are getting married? And Mika cutting to those looks. And cut to Ray popping up a gumbo to give him to Bose and say, here, just pop a tux ball, little guy. And gives it to him. And cut to Choppa and saying, where's the dang television? And she stands up and goes to her and said, we can't and watch our genuine moments. Watch Genuine Moments, the wedding episode, without a TV. And cut to Schwartz with the TV with the veil and say, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Cut to all of them and cut to Bose blowing a bubble, popping it, and it transforms it into a suit, which he looks good, I'm not going to lie much. Cut to Schwartz says, dearly beloved, and cut to Schwartz, we are gathered here today to witness the television extravaganza. And cut to Mika, who's next to Choppa, who started to cry a little and said, oof, I'm sorry. I always cry at big wedding episodes. And cut to Choppa said, it's cool. Everyone loves wedding episodes. To Ray next to Bose and said, always fun. To Bose said, nothing better than a wedding episode. And they all of them cut to the camp. And cut to Miles and said, amen. And cut to all of them looking at the camera, but it was, turns out it was looking at Schwartz. And I was like, why is anyone looking at me? Cut to Chop and said, we're waiting for you to turn on the TV. Schwartz says, aye. And he puts the veil on to open it. And catch a Bose, Ray, Mika, Chop, and Miles plopping on a beanbag. cut to one of the kids. The episode announces a genuine moment. A very wedding, genuine wedding is about to begin. Cut to Schwaz, Bose, Ray, Meekum, Choppa, and Miles saying, genuine weddings. And the episode announcer said, right after this, cut to all of them again. Mika's like, no! He's like, no, come on! And cut to Mary Gaberman and said, hi, I'm Mary Gary Maperman. Cut to her in the TV said, I mean, Perry Gappergum. I'm sorry. Trent usually does these promos, but he's gone. Trent usually says he's gone, but he's gone! Cut to Mika confused and say, wait? Trent is gone? To Bose say, yeah, how long has that been going on? Cut to all of them and Mary Gabriel and say, for anybody at home wondering how long has that's been going on? To Mary Gabriel and say, Trent's been missing for 6 sleeps. I'll be covering his missed appearance and more tonight at 11. And she yells when the paper's caught on fire, well, I guess Spencer's not the only one. And the alarm blaring in the background to Mary Gaberman, Trent usually puts out the fires. I cut to Miles turning off the TV and cut to Ray and say, oh, I told you to unplug the emergency hotline. Cut to Miles taking the call on his phone, puts it in his ear and said, yellow. Guy hip hop, you're right. Won't stop crying. Been there for 6 sleeps. To Mika said, oh, wait. Is that, say, Trent over under? We'll be right there. Cut to all of them, and Mika said, no, we won't, Miles. But Chapa said, but why? We're not leaving. Cut to Miles said, come on, people. Soups don't shrink calls to watch TV. Come on, let's pop a gumball. And cut to all of them getting up and popping a gumball. Cut to Chapa popping hers, and Chapa looking at Ray said, wait. What? You're not coming? Trey said, I do love crying Trent, but, you know, someone's got to keep an eye on the chocolate fountain. So no. Cut to all the kids of Danger Force, then blowing a bubble. It's popped and transformed into the Danger Force suits. And cut to Brainstorm looking at them in his point of view and said, hey, you better not watch Genuine Moments without us. Just was going to Ray and said, we would never. And Dwayne said, we're just gonna read a book. And cut to Rose Watson said, yeah. And AWOL is not having it. Said, I cut to all of them giving a hug, and AWOL transported them back to Hip Hop Puree. And cut to Schwaz getting the books out of his butt. He's like, yeah. And he said, which book you want to read? Cut to Ray and said, we're watching Genuine Moments, dude. Cut to Schwaz, like, ooh, so bad. Cut to Ray and Schwaz, like, and then there are 3 scenes involved in this. The Hip Hop Puree, Man's Next, and In the Air, if you know what I'm talking about. Cut to Hip Hop Puree, we see Trent Overrider trying to drink his puree, and he is a mess. And he tried to finish his puree. And then he said, can I get another puree in here? This one is gun. And somehow he throws the thing up in the air and doesn't know what to do. Cut to all of Danger Force going towards Trent. Cut to Miko, who's the first. Cut to Shadow, who's the first one. Cut to Shadow said, what's wrong, little fella? Cut to Trent over under and said, breaking news! I'm breaking down! To fall next to AWOL and Brainstorm and said, is it cause you're missing genuine moments of very genuine wedding? Is it? We are too, so. Cut to Shadow saying, really? And her, when she looked at her. And cut to Trent Overrider and said, I'm missing a wedding too. My own internet girlfriend. Cut to Vold, AWOL, Brainstorm, and Shadow said, Tracy426. Cut to Trent Overrider and said, that's her. She finally said she wants to marry me. Cut to all of Danger Force Channel and said, nice! Brain says, I love weddings. Cut to Trent over under said, but I can't afford a wedding, tuxedos and dresses and chocolate fountains and popcorn. And don't get me started on how expensive a venue is. To Brainstorm said, ugh, don't get me started on venues. And cut to Brainstorm said, what's a venue? Cut to Sean said, he means a big place to have a party. And cut to AWOL having an idea and said, hold up. Next to AWOL and Brainstorm said, hold up. I think I might have an idea. And cut to Ray listening into his airpiece back in the man's nest. Ray said, Schwaz! And said, get ready the man cannon! Well, he went towards the other way, and Schwaz is just confused. And cut to Brainstorm and said, oh, have you thought about having your wedding at Dookie Dogs? Cut to Trent over under and said, yes, turns out that the E stands for expensive. Cut to AWOL next to all, both, between both of them said, what if? Cut to Captain Man up in the air and said, no! And AWOL said, what if you get married at the man's nest? And the Captain Man distantly said, no! And cut to Trent over and said, seriously? Cut to Captain Man in the background saying, no, 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 no. Cut to them looking around. Cut to Vulton saying, is that Captain Man? Cut to Captain Man in the background saying, no, 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 no. Cut to Brainstorm sitting next to AWOL and next to her. Vulton said, it sounds like I'm him saying that it's not him. Cut to Captain Man screaming, going down the wall. Like, die, die. And he stands up, goes to the hip hop parade, says, no, 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 no. And the catcher said, how can I help you? While running toward, he turns back around and said, I'll take a spaghetti puree. And Captain Man going towards the kids said, no, 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 no. And he grabs the kids and said, can I talk to you guys in here for 2 seconds? Great, thanks. Cut to Captain Man and say, okay, first of all, Trent looks worse than a spaghetti puree. Second of all, we are not hosting a wedding in the man's nest. And cut to AWOL and said, next to Shadow and said, oh, dude, how did you hear that? Shadow said, did you bug us? Cut to them looking around at their suits. Cut to all of them. Cut to them and said, of course not. That'd be a gross violation of your privacy. Cut to Brainstorm looking in his pocket. And Brink takes it out. Microphone and said, then what's this? Well, next to Vault. Cut to Captain Man said, okay, I bugged Brainstorm, but that was for his own protection. Cut to Vault and said, let's hold Trent's wedding. The poor guy is poor. Shadow said, and he's in love. Come on. Hold it in the man's nest and get news to air it live. It'll be our own genuine moment's wedding episode, but in real life. To Catherine said, I mean, that wedding episode was pretty epic. AWOL and Shadow said, you watched it without us? And cut to all of them shouting. And then Shadow's like, what is wrong with you? And cut to all of them, and AWOL said, cheater! Cut to Captain Man said, you made your decision, okay? But I was going to be the first person to ever get married in the man's nest, and for some stupid reason, Henry's mom is still married to Henry's dad, so I'm afraid my answer is no. Cut to Turnover while going towards Captain Man and said, hey, Captain Man, I'm glad you're here. He said, oh, boy. Cut to all of them, cut to Trent next to Captain Man said, I was looking through some old videotapes the other day, and I found our old fart interview. Cut to Captain Man, who's about to turn red any second. Cut to AWOL next to Shadow said, I'm sorry. Did you say fart interview? Cut to Captain Man again, red in the face. Turn over, I said, that's right. Captain Man, do you remember it? And now they look up, and the flashback starts. And now we're in this 90s set of KLVY News. Them would have funky hair and all that type of stuff. And Captain Man said, I'm just glad we are able to see all the adorable animals for the fire at the burrito factory. And Captain Man over next to him and said, indeed. And Captain Man, when he farts, cut to cat meowing, meow. Cut to Captain Man. He said, okay, I want all the tapes and all these cameras now. Come on, let's go. Cut to going to one of the cameramen and said, Tim, don't you run from me. And he goes to the other way and cut to flashback ends. He's back to hip hop puree and cut to all of them. AWOL and Shattered are dying laughing. And Trent over said, it was quite the juicy expose. Cut to Him handing the tape to Bolt. I've got to see this. Cut to Captain and said, give me the tape. He was about to cut the tape from Bolt, but Bolt had another idea and swapped it away from him and said, oh, I'll give you the tape. To Shadow and said, right after Trent's wedding. Cut to Iowa and said, in the man's nest. Cut to Captain Man not having it and laughing forcibly and said, oh, I love you kids. To Brainstorm next to Vol and said, we love you too, Cap. Brainstorm, he's just doing that dramatically. And cut to Captain Man turning around to Trent and said, I love that you, Trent, are getting married in the man's nest. And Vol had another idea and said, Captain Man, you should perform the ceremony. And cut to Captain Man looking at her, like, seriously, look. And cut to Trent over and said, would you? And cut to Bolt and cut to Captain Man next to Trent and said, I can't think of a reason to say no. Cut to Trent over and everyone said, hey, everyone. Cut to him and said, I'm getting married in the man's nest. Cut to all of them cheering. Cut to Bolt and say, hey, next round of purees on Captain Man. Cut to all of them cheering, one table and the other. Cut to Captain Man not having it next to Danger Force. And that's about it. And the Danger Force theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We're at the KLVY News. And we see Trent Overrunner next to Mary Gaberman as always. And Trent Overrunner said, today's top story was me. And Mary Gaberman next to him and said, that's right. KLVY's very own Trent Overrunner. Mary, longtime internet girlfriend, Tracy 426, on TV in the man's nest. To Trent Overunder said, so excited. Hi, Tracy 426. You had me add click yes to accept chat. Cut to Mary Gaberman with the cuddly looks. And Mary Gaberman said, it's a celebrity wedding and everyone in Swellview is invited. To Trent Overunder next to him and said, except Mary. Who will, of course, be here at Kelly White News by herself entire time. Cut to Mary Gaben with the looks while he's cut to him and said, with nonstop coverage of my nuptials. Cut to Mary Gaben and said, I'm going to be newsing by myself again. Cut to Trent Overrunner and said, that's why we got you this. Cut to him handing Mary Gaben the fire extinguisher. Cut to him and said, now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to prepare for my real-life wedding to my internet girlfriend. And he said, AWOL, if you're watching, please come pick me up. And cut to Mary Gaberman not having, and cut to AWOL using his power to go there. Cut to AWOL said, behind him said, I'm always watching Trent. And he grabs Trent, and they just teleport him to the man's nest. Cut to Mary Gaberman putting the fire extinguisher down and said, okay, now the news. Alone, by myself. In this next story, the thing's on fire again. And said, oh, I didn't even shuffle them. And she tried to grab the fire extinguisher, trying to make it work, but somehow it's in the wrong way. And that's about it. So we cut to two scenes involved in this, the man's nest and the man's nest balcony. We cut to Shadow, who is doing a wedding planning. And Shadow said, if we're going to pull off a genuine moments level wedding, I need everyone focused and ready to work. Cut to AWOL and said, next to the cake, he said, take the cake to cake room. Cut to Shadow, cut to AWOL. He teleported the cake to the cake room, comes back, and cut to Shadow, said, I want those chairs in the chair room, and then he goes to the chairs, teleports to the chair room, and then teleports back again. And cut to Shadow and said, and I want that coffee in the coffee room. And cut to AWOL, confused, and said, where's the coffee room? And cut to Shadow and said, in my mouth. And cut to AWOL going to next to her sister, fitting her coffee. And somehow Brainstorm appears out of nowhere. And Brainstorm said, hi. And Shadow spits the coffee out. Cut to Brainstorm and sit next to her and said, do you guys want to see Trent's tuxedo? Showing her the drawings. And I stayed up all night designing it. I gotta give a shout out to Bose. Doing the tuxedo drawing's not gonna lag a lie much. He could be a drawing for something. But anyway, Petrichotto said, is it gonna look exactly like that? To brainstorm next to Vault. Shadow said, of course not. The real one's bigger, and I'm out of paper. I mean, brainstorm seriously. And him grabbing the real tuxedo from the paper that he made, and I gotta give props to Brainstorm for making stuff. And close, that's interesting. And Trent O'Rourke said, I love it! And cut to him and said, it's just how I pictured my wedding tux as a little boy. Cut to all of them, my question is, how much does it cost? Cut to Vault and said, don't you worry about that. Captain Man's gonna pay for everything. Trent O'Rourke and said, he is? Cut to Cat, go and open the guillotine door. Captain Man just runs in. No, 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 no. Catch it. AWOL looking at his pocket and said, how do we not notice these? Cut to Catman going to open the guillotine door, going out and said, no, 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 no. And he was about to say something and Volt grabs the fart tape and shoves it in his face. And he turns around and said, I will not let you pay a dime. And he said, my good old friend Trent. And he goes out of the man's nest, muttering angrily, cut to all of them, to turn over and said, well, thank God, because I am flash out of cash. Shadow said, you are? I said, I thought newscasters made a lot of money. Turnover said, oh, yes, tons. Spent all my money on my brother, Tracy 426. Cut to AWOL and said, where is Tracy 426? Bolton said, same question. Shadow said, next to Brainstorm said, yeah, shouldn't she be here by now? Cut to turnover and said, she's flying in right now. Her airline tickets were shockingly expensive. Tracy only flies first class. Cut to Shadow, who's interested by this, and said, because she's a first class lady. Cut to Shadow and said, crossing her arms and said, uh-huh. Turnover said, and then there's the condo she asked me to buy her. I put her mom through her makeup school. The surgery for her dog, Snuffles 426. Cut to all of them and said, cut to Chernobyl and said, and of course, the plane ticket out here. Snuffles only flies first class because, cut to him and said, because he's a first class dog. And cut to Abel next to his shadow and said, well, I guess you can't put a price on love. Cut to Tracy over and said, but Tracy did. Turns out it was the exact amount of my life savings. Cut to Vaughn and said, hey, Trent, real quick, do you have any pics of Tracy 426? Cut to Trent over and said, tons! Take a look. And he goes in between Danger Force and said, look at... This one is from when she went melon shopping. With the picture of a woman with a melon in front of her. And this one is her doing her ostrich impression. With her just putting her, like, head in the ground. Cut to Trent and said, I'm so in love. Next to Shadow and said, is there a reason why we never see her face? Cut to Turnover and said, there's a great reason. Him going next to Danger Force, they're leaning in. And Turnover and said, she's an international spy who has to keep her identity a secret. In fact, I have never seen her face myself. Cut to A1 next to Shadow and said, Shadow with the look. It's like, right. He said, hey, Danger Force. And he said, I could use some fresh air. You want to join me on the landing? Cut to all of them and cut to A1 and Shadow, nervous, laughing nervously. Cut to all of them. He teleported to the man's nest balcony when everything's decorated. Cut to him landing there. Cut to Abel going one side, and he turned around and said, Trent's getting catfished. Cut to the rest of Danger Force, and Volt said, yeah, no doubt. Shadow said, 100% catfished. Cut to Brainstorm between Volt and Shadow and said, Tracy Fortune said, X is a cat and a fish. Cut to Shadow and said, no. Cut to Brainstorm next door and said, okay, so she's just a cat? Shadow said, no. He said, a fish. Shadow said, no. He means Tracy isn't who she says she is, isn't... She's an internet scammer who pretends to be in love with Trent, who could so she can steal his money. Cut to all of them, and Velvet said, "We gotta tell him." Velvet said, "No way! If we tell him, he'll be devastated. He'll cancel the wedding. Everyone in Swabia will know he got catfished, and he'll be humiliated on live TV." Travolt, next to Brainstorm and Shadow, said, "It's not like that many people are going to be watching." To the news cameraman next to AWOL said, "Hey, we're here to set up a bunch of cameras for what everyone is calling the wedding of the Trentry." Cut to all of them and cut to Brainstorm next to Vault. And Shadow said, "Right in there, my friend." Cut to all the newscasters going in. Cut to all of them. Cut to AWOL being so confused and how many they were. It's kind of like a clown car, I'm not going to lie much. Cut to Vault next to Brainstorm and Vault after that was over and said, cut to AWOL, cut to her and said, "Okay, so he's about to be humiliated on live TV." Cut to Shadow next to them, Brainstorm and Vault, and said, "Because of us, this was our idea." Cut to Brainstorm next to both of the girls and said, "Our wedding episode is about to be full of genuine bad moments." Cut to AWOL has an idea and said, "I got an idea." Cut to remaining and Shadow said, "Go, go, go." So AWOL said, "Okay, Trent has never seen Tracy 426 in real life. She could be anybody." Cut to Shadow going next to her brother and said, "So if we find someone to pretend to be Tracy 426, AWOL said, "Just long enough for the wedding to finish." Shadow said, "And then we tell Trent the truth and help him get his money back." Cut to Vault next to Brainstorm and said, "Okay, but who's going to be Tracy?" Cut to Schwartz said, I know. Cut to Schwartz between them said, "I know someone who can be Tracy." To AWOL next to Shadow said, "Have you been listening to us too?" Schwartz said, "Yeah. You didn't find the microphone in your other cockle pocket." Cut to all of them. Cut to AWOL looking in the pocket and he found it and said, "Oh, dang it." Cut to Brainstorm next to Vault and said, "Okay, so who should be Tracy?" Watson said, "Well, let me tell you." Back in the clone room, we see clone of Henry's mom, Chris. And Brainstorm said, "Henry's mom?" To all of them, Schwartz says, "Clone Henry's mom." Cut to AWOL next to Brainstorm and said, "I thought she ran off with clone Ray." Schwartz next to Shadow and said, "You think Ray didn't have me make backups?" And clone Chris said, "I don't know. You guys pretending to be a bride? This whole thing feels kind of weird." Cut to Vault going across the room and going to sit down and said, "Lady, you're a backup clone made by superhero science guy. We left Weird behind a long time ago." And she sits down. Cut to Shadow next to Schwartz and said, "Come on, you be doing a good thing." And cut to Brainstorm next to AWOL and said, "And Trent is so nice." Cut to clone Chris and said, "I don't know," while doing her makeup. Cut to Schwartz next to Shadow and said, "I know what clones like. Watch these." And look at him, and he's going toward clone Chris and said, "Did we mention the wedding is going to have all-you-can-eat shrimp?" And she heard that, and she turned around. And she pulls in the shrimp out of her ear. And cutbacks to the man's nest. And clone Chris says, with the shrimp, and said, "It's me! Tracy 426 to turn over and said, "Tracy, my love." Cut to all of them and cut to clone Chris and Trent hugging. Cut to all of them and Schwartz says, "That's the thing about clones. They all love shrimp." Cut to shout out and Vault trying to get her out of here and say, "Okay, great, you've met. Let's get ready for the genuine wedding before anybody says or does anything." And they were about to get her out of there, but Trent overrider stopped them and said, "Well, hang on just a tick." And they stopped and put her back in front and said, "I want to talk to my fiance. How's your dog? Did the surgery I paid for go okay?" Go to clone Chris next to Vault and Shadow and said, "Oh, his little dog's heart's doing just fine now." Turn over and said, confused, and said, "I thought it was paw surgery." Cut to all of them and cut to AWOL and said, "It was." Trent turns around and cut to AWOL and said his heart was in his paw for some reason to move it back to his chest. To clone Chris next to Vault and Shadow and said, "Yes, exactly." Cut to Chernobyl and I said, Tracy, you told me you were allergic to seafood. Cut to Vault next to Clone Chris and said, these are fake shrimp. They're called shrimp. Cut to Vault and cut to Schwaz, him next to Schwaz and Brainstorm and said, love shrimp. Better than the real thing, I say. Cut to all three of them, cut to Shadow and said, okay, that's enough talk. She was about to take her away again, but Trent Overrider stopped her again and said, now hold on just one more sec. Cut them stopping, going back again. I have a gift for you. I cut to Vault whispering to Clone Chris and said, give me the shrimp. And he snatches it away from her. Cut to Clone Chris going to Trent, getting down on one knee. And Trent Overrider said, Tracy, before you slid into my DMs, my life was meaningless. I was just the highest-paying news anchor in the Quinn City's area. Cut to Clone Chris and cut to Trent over again and said, But after I met you, I was the highest-paying news anchor in the Quinn City's area with an internet girlfriend. Now I may have spent all my money just getting you here, but when we're married, I'll be the richest man in the world. So now, I'm going to give you this necklace that has been passed down from my grandma. And he gives her Clone Chris the gift, cuts Schwaz, AWOL, and Brainstorm, and she opens the gift, and she cuts to her face and cuts to the necklace and says, bad mamma jamma! Cut to Clone Chris and said, is your grandma bad? And cut to Trent Overrider and says, the baddest. Until you came along. Clone Chris said, aww. To Shadow and Vault and said, okay, now everybody needs to shut up and get ready for this wedding. Cut to Captain Man with his white suit on. Cut to Captain Man walking in and said, hey, who's got two thumbs just spent $29.99 at some Randalls.com? And swindled his Trent and his random fiance. And he turns around and said, this guy, and he sees Clone Chris and said, what's she doing here? Cut to Shadow, Clone Chris, and Vault. And said, this is Tracy, Trent's fiance. Cut to Captain Man scoffs it. No, he's not. And Vault coughs and said, fart tape. Went next to Clone Chris and Shadow and said, Captain Man said, she's gonna be a gorgeous bride. Cuts all three of them. And it's cuts the wedding, and Schwaz plays the wedding march music. And cuts to Captain Man muttering with the Bible in his hand while walking towards the aisle. He cuts to looking at Schwaz and said, all right, knock it off. Cuts to all the people there. Cut to Schwaz. And the music stops. Captain Man going and said, make a hole. And they both just made a hole for him, and he turned around and went to where Trent and Clone Chris were. Cut to Tiny Ray next to Tiny Clone Chris and said, I love weddings. Clone Chris says, I love weddings too. Tiny Ray said, they're the best. Captain Man said, all right. And cut to Captain Man with Trent and Clone Chris said, we are gathered here today to witness the lovely union between local news guy Over Under and Tracy 426, someone who is honestly way out of his league. Cut to Chris, and to all of them, and cut to Chernobyl and said, it's true. Cut to Vault next to Shadow and said, you think we're going to pull this off? To Shadow said, oh, definitely, as long as there's no shocking last-second twists or anything. Cut to Captain Man. He said, if anyone sees any reason why these two should not be wed, please speak now or forever shut your stupid mouth. Cut to Tracy 426 in the background said, I have a reason. Them gasp. And they all turn around. And cut to Captain Man said, who are you? To Tracy 426 who said, I'm Tracy 426. Cut to all of those said, and the dramatic and Oregon chords from Schwaz. Cut to Tracy 426 said, sorry, I'm late. My dog had a flat tire. I cut to the dog. Cut to Trent Overrider going middle of the aisle and pointing and said, Snuffles 426! Cut to him going towards Trent. Captain Man said, Oh! The Vault said, My! Shoutout said, God! Cut to Abel next to Brainstorm and he said, Tracy 426 is real? The Brainstorm said, She doesn't look like a catfish to me. Oh, my God, Brainstorm, seriously? Cut to Tracy 426 and said, Trent, who is this woman you're about to marry? Cut to Clone Chris and said, There's a very shrimple explanation for this. Cut to all of them looking at her and tossed her shrimp bouquet to Schwaz. It cut to her getting all the shrimp from this lady and they're all gasping. And somehow she looked at everyone and she turned around, she ran and went towards the glass door, glass window, fell out of there. And the dramatic organ chords again from Schwaz. Cut to all of them. And that was about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. There are two scenes involved in this, the Man's Nest and the KLVY News. Cut to Tracy 426. Answer me, Trent. Who was that woman you're about to marry? To turn over on her with the camera in his face and said, I don't know. He said, Scotty, please. Cut to Scotty backing up. Cut to Tracy 426 and said, I can't believe you're about to marry another woman. I'm going back to Denver. And she soon goes to walk away. And Trent's about to be upset. And Volt stopped her and said, Tracy 426, don't go. Cut to her turning back around. Cut to Volt next to Shadow and said, I'll tell you the truth. This is all AWOL's fault. Cut to AWOL said, he said, we all thought you were catfishing Trent, so I got that lady who just jumped through a window to pretend to be you so Trent wouldn't get embarrassed on TV in front of everyone. Cut to him looking at Danger Force, coming back to her, and cut to Tracy 426 going towards him and said, Why would you think I'm catfishing Trent? Cut to Shadow next to Bolt and said, Because you didn't show your face in any of your pictures. Turn over Rider next to Tracy 426 and said, I told you it's because she's a super secret spy. Tracy 426 said, Trent, I told you not to tell anybody. And are these cameras on? Cut to cameras nodding. Cut to look at her face with that look. Cut to anyone said, We're really sorry for messing up. But now that I know it wasn't Trent's fault, want to marry Trent? Cut to Trent with the look with Tracy 426. And Tracy 426 said, I do. And cut all the applause. Cut to both of them going back to where they were. And cut to Captain Man said, Okay, great, okay, where was I? Oh yeah, if anyone sees a reason why these two should not marry, please speak now or forever, shut your stupid mouth. Cut to Clone Chris and said, I have a reason. And turn around, it was Clone Chris again, but this time with guns. Cut to Captain Man said, Oh, for the love of me. Cut to Volt next to Shadow and said, What are you doing? To Brainstorm said, She came back for the shrimp. To Clone Chris says, I'm stopping this chimp from marrying the love of my life. He said, And to get more shrimp. Cut to her going to the shrimp. Brainstorm said, Told ya. While she's shopping on the shrimp, and Tracy 426 said, Why is there so much shrimp here? Cut to Tracy 426 with Trent said, I told you I'm allergic. Cut to Brainstorm said, Oh, don't worry. It's actually just shrimp. To Volt next to Shadow said, No, it's not. We made it up. Chris said, In the brief time, I got to split with Trent. I fell head over heels in love with him. Cut to Captain Man next to the both of them and said, What? Cut to go between where they were. And said, If I can't have Trent, no one can. I'm sorry, but I got to have to eliminate you, Tracy 426. Cut to all of Danger was about to guard her. And Shaw said, No. Said, You're. And Bolt said, Not. To Brainstorm said, Exclamation point. And cut to Clone Chris is about to get mad, and Tracy 426 stands herself and said, Thanks, but I don't need your help. Go to them going back and said, and Tracy 426 said, I can take this chick. Cut to turn over on next to her and said, Because she's a secret spy. Tracy 426 said, Trent, please stop saying that. Cut to him going where he was and cut to Tracy with her fists up and said, Let's dance. Cut to Tracy 426 and Clone Chris that are shouting. And cut to them fighting. And it's a really good fight between these two, actually. And cut to Mary Gaperin said, Tracy 426 with a kick to fake Tracy's head. She's got her in a headlock. She's shoving scramp in her ear. Cut to Tracy 426 and Clone Chris grunting. Tracy's 426 has got her and Clone Chris in a headlock. Cut to Mary Gaperin said, I'm being told it's not scramp. It's shrimp. Oh my god. I'm losing all by myself. And I'm not making any mistakes. The only thing on fire today is me. And cut to Tracy 426 and Clone Chris grunting and fighting. And cut to Captain Man laughing. What a great wedding. Cut to them fighting again. And cut to all of them standing up. And Clone Chris has got her gun ready. And she left. And cut to her during backflips. I cut her blasting the gun, and she thought she hit Captain Man. It didn't hit him, but it hit Trent over under his hair and said, ah! And cut to him and said, my perfect nose hair! And cut to everyone next to Brain says, oh, you done messed up now! And to Tracy 426 yelling, ah! And he jabs her right in the stomach. Cut to dramatic organ music. Cut to all of them cheering. Before they began the fight, he teleported Tracy 426 to get the head start, by the way. So, and all of them are cheering, and Tracy 426 and Clone Chris was about to get out, almost defeated, and grunting said, nobody messes! And she kicks every single kick, said, with my Trent! Cut to Shadow next to the phone and said, yeah, get her! Cut to Tracy 426, and this is my necklace, who snatched the necklace off her neck. Cut to Clone Chris says, this is madness! And cut to her and said, Tracy 426 said, this is swell view! And he punched and she kicked Clone Chris out of the window again. And there was cheers and applause. And cut to it and said, that's one bad mamma jamma. Cut to Tracy over under and said, she sure is. And goes to her and said, Tracy 426, will you marry me? Cut to Tracy 426 and said, I sure will. Cut to all the cheers and applause and they go back again, but this time for the third time. Cut to Catherman and said, all right, for the power vested in me by MarySomeRandals.com, I pronounce you officially official. Closes the book. And C 426 and Trent start kissed each other. Cut to Shadow next to Walt, who's about to cry, and said, apparently, I'm not the only one who cries at weddings. Cut to Walt defending herself, but said, no. He said, I just got shrimp in my eye. And cut to Walt and said, next to Brainstorm, said, guess we got our genuine wedding episode. Some said, and Captain Man's got to get his fart tape back. He pasted the fart tape to Brainstorm and he passed it down to Trent. And said, Trent O'Brien said, thank you for this beautiful wedding. Cut to Tracy 426 talking to Shadow and Volt. And cut to Captain said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Trent O'Brien said, I believe this belongs to you now. Grabs the tape. Captain said, yeah, it does. And somehow he grabs it, and somehow it falls on the floor, and he bends down, and he farts out of nowhere. And everybody just started laughing. And then the dog just walks out. The Captain Man said, okay, I want all these tapes and all these cameras now. Tim, so help me, I will end you. And he goes to the camera, tries to get the tape from him, and everybody started laughing. And that's the end of that. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 24, season 2 of Danger Force, Wedding of the Trentery. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, this episode was everything. I mean, I love wedding episodes, so why not? And Trent is now finally married to Tracy 426, and I'm happy about that. And clone Chris, she was out of it, and she was a bad clone, so I don't know what Schwartz is going to do with her. But, yeah, so this episode was perfect and everything else. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 because I love wedding episodes, so why not? And it's just awesome. It's amazing. And, yeah, this episode was everything they ever wanted and more. And, yeah, so I love this episode so much. So 10 out of 10. Great job with everybody. So, yeah, so I can't believe there are two more episodes left of the season. And obviously, it's I'm sad when a season comes to an end of Danger Force because it's something that I'll never forget. But these two episodes are an hour-long episode. You know what that means? I can smell a two-parter coming around for the final two episodes of Danger Force. And when I saw the thing, it's not going to be pretty at all. And it's going to be identity-blowing. It's going to be crazy, out of their minds. And it's going to be such a huge mess. So it's going to be a two-parter for the end of the season. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And yeah, it's going to be a huge mess. And you saw the thing, the preview for it. And so one of them finds out they're in Danger Force, so they're probably screwed one way or another. So I can't wait for these final two episodes of season two. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And hopefully, they won't start their secret identities. So, yeah, that's about it. Okay, so next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. I hope you guys are liking this segment as much as I am because you get to see what my tastes are and everything in between. And I hope you're enjoying this because these are the songs you could listen to every day and I hope you like it as well. So, yeah. So next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics that the Disney Wish is in previews right now. I am so excited to check out this newest ship by Sub, followed by the Disney Cruise Line franchise. It's not a franchise, it's a franchise of ships, you get the point. So, yeah, it has Star Wars, Marvel, which is me, and we got a lot of restaurants in there. We got a Frozen dinner show. What? This ship has everything. I mean, I can't wait to look at this myself, and it's in previews right now because there are a lot of influencers going around on the ship, and trust me, I cannot wait to check out the ship myself, so make sure you go and get the coverage for that when it opens, and trust me, this ship is going to be the coolest ship in the Disney Cruise Line, and I'm so excited, so make sure you go and get your tickets because the first day is sold out, so make sure you go and find tickets for the rest of the line, and it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, so make sure you go get a ticket whatever you can because if you want to go back on a cruise, it must be it for you. So go get your tickets for the Disney Wish and I guarantee it and it's a preview, so go and check that out. And yeah, I cannot wait to give you the coverage and when it opens. So stay tuned. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun and trust me, I'm a Disney person myself, so holla. And make sure you get tickets for Thor, Love, and Thunder this Friday. And he's the only Avenger who has four movies. No offense to Captain America and Iron Man. But, yeah, so it's gonna rom-com with Natalie Portman back as Jane Foster as the Mighty Thor. And I gotta say, when you're a Marvel fan like myself, and when Thor comes back, it's awesome. It's really awesome. And I cannot wait to look at this myself. So make sure you go and get your tickets for Thor, Love, and Thunder this Friday. You're a Thor fan, a long-time Thor fan as much as I am. And if you want to see a romantic comedy, which I never thought of that would be possible, so make sure you go and grab your tickets. So it's awesome, it's fun, and we can't wait to see the God of Thunder come back to life. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be sick. And the Guardians of the Galaxy are involved as well, so if you're a fan of all three of those, go and get your tickets. I guarantee it that much, and we're going to make Thor proud. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be sick. And yeah, I love this movie, and I can't wait to see it myself, so it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned to that. So, yeah, so yay for Thor for getting four movies, and to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and to us fans for being nerds. Yeah, so anyway. Also, I recapped episode 24, season 2 of Danger Force, Wedding of the Trentery. That's right, Tracy 426 and Trent are finally married, and Danger Force almost messed that up, but Yeah, so that was a wedding episode I will never forget. Trust me, this episode was all new thing and one and more, and I think it's one of my favorites, to be honest with you. And, yeah, so I give this episode a 10 out of 10 overall, and Clone Chris was one bad clone. I gotta give you that much. So, yeah, and I can't believe that next 2 weeks is the final two episodes of Season 2. I can't wait to give you those two final two episodes. When I mention hour-long episodes, it's going to be a two-parter. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. Trust me, these final two episodes of Season 2 is going to blow our minds. And my mask and identity is going to be blown. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And I can't wait for these final two episodes next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be sick. And, yeah, so it's going to be awesome. But overall, I get this episode a 10 out of 10. Weddings, cute. It's amazing, everything you want in the episode. And trust me, I love this episode, so it's everything that you ever wanted, so yay, and congratulations to Danger Force for cleaning that up, so yeah, and I love this episode, and I hope you guys liked it too, so yeah, it's awesome and sick, and I cannot wait to see you for the final two episodes, so let's get it on. Okay, so the next segment, this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay. Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. You heard me, 12. And his music, it changed my life in so many ways. When I was like in high school and middle school, his music was just like my get out of my stress zone. And I've been with this guy for a long time, and trust me, his music just changed my life in so many ways. I saw two of his documentaries. If you have them, if you haven't seen them yet, please go and check them out. And I used two of his quotes on my some of my yearbooks, and that's how a part of a believer I am. Went to every single one of his tours. So, yeah, so that's how a dedicated believer that I am. And to Justin, thank you so much for changing my life. Without your music, I wouldn't become the woman that I am today. So thank you so much for what you do, Justin. I hope you get better soon. And I cannot wait to see you on your Justice tour. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And yeah, so thank you, Justin, for these many years. And I can't wait for more years to come in your future. So let's go, Justin. We're making you proud. And we love you so much. So we love you, Justin. And this is for you, man. So yeah. And also, if you haven't gotten his Changes or Justin's albums yet, what are you waiting for? Go get them. I guarantee it that much, guys. Also, yeah, and speaking of Changes, this is the first song that I chose from his Changes album. It's called Come Around Me. When I heard this song, it's kind of unique and interesting and sounds differently from the past albums that he did. And I really like Changes in his sound. I mean, it's awesome. It's good. He's now a married man. And yeah, so Changes is good because of his sound. So this is like the coolest sound that I ever heard from Justin. And this is awesome. It's really good. And you're going to be blown away by the Changes album. I guarantee it that much. So, yeah. So, believers, if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber and you're a big fan of Justin himself, make sure you turn on the speaker, whatever you have. Turn it up loud and sing along and listen along and sing along. Because if it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So, here it is. This is the first song that I chose from his Changes album. It's called Come Around Me. So, yeah. So, let's turn this music up. And let's get this party started, shall we?
Let's not miss out on each other. And the way you motion in my lap, love the way you move with it. So when you come around me, treat me like you miss me, even though you've been with me. When you come around me, do me like you miss me, even though you've been with me.
Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Again. French Kiss. Oh my god, the new sound, this album, it looks so good. I guarantee it that much, guys. And Justin Bieber knows what he's doing. And this was his first album back in the industry. And I gotta say, wow, wow, wow. So, yeah, I love the sound. I love this album. I love everything. And yeah, so I just love this album, every second in between, and this album is life-changing for coming back into the industry. So, yeah, so thank you, Justin, for putting out this album, and thank you for everything that you do, and this album is changing for lives forever, and I gotta guarantee it that much. And, yeah, this song is just like, I can't, I just like freaking can't. Every time Justin puts out some music, you know it's gonna be that good. So, yeah. I love the sound, love the album, it's awesome, and yeah, so I cannot wait to show you three more of these songs from this album, so stay tuned to that, and yes, this song was just French Kiss, and make sure you put it on your playlist whenever you can, so yeah, so if you're a fan of Justin Bieber, like myself, go put this on your playlist, I guarantee it that much, and yeah, so thank you, Justin, for putting out this album, and I can't wait to see what more that you do. So it's gonna be awesome, and thank you for the music that you did for all these years. So thank you, Justin, and I hope you have a very feel better, and we love you so much. So love you, Justin, and I hope you're getting better. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022, and if you want to do it safely, also if you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece, Noelle, and her friends, Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina T. She just recaps some movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a Man fan since the very beginning. And if you know what topics we did in the past or what season one Danger Force episodes that we did and what songs that we did of the week, so go find Kamina T in the description of my podcast. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and I guarantee her for doing that. So, And again, I'm so proud to call her a Man fan and a friend. And without her, I wouldn't have done this podcast to begin with. So, Kamina, girl, I love you so much. and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, but I just wanted to guys say thank you so much for tuning in whenever you're from the United States or across the pond, and I hope I make your day brighter. My goal is to make your podcast a little bit better, to make you a little bit brighter, and I hope you love this episode as much as I do, so trust me, it's awesome, and thank you for making me talk for an hour to talk to you guys, so it's awesome, it's amazing, and, yeah, so without you guys, I wouldn't have done this to begin with for the past 2 years, so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I can't wait for more things to come. So, yeah. So, also, make sure you go give this podcast a follow, that'd be really, really great. Also, you want to find this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, if you want to share my podcast on social media platforms, such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, to get the man fans know that they're bored out of their minds and wanting to go on vacation, something to listen to, or if you're bored everything in particular, or if you want Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the HDU and the Henry Danger Universe, I am your girl for that. So, yeah. And also, if you want to follow me on social media, go to Miss.Holland92. That's where I post my photos, my vacations, everything. We should go and check that out. And make sure you go follow my Marilyn Susan account as well on Instagram. I do all my reviews on Star Wars, Disney Plus shows, Marvel Disney Plus shows, DC Plus shows, anything that I got, and iCarly as well. Make sure you go and check that out. And I just did a new review on Obi-Wan Kenobi. Make sure you go and check that post out as well. That would mean a lot to me. You should go follow these both accounts on Instagram. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And yeah, and also, if you're going to follow me on Twitter, go to Miss.Norman1992 for all of my reviews as well. Make sure you go and check that out as well. And for DC shows, Star Wars shows, Marvel shows, movies, you name it, anywhere in between. It's my opinion. And also, some of the tweets are about the cutest guy in the entire world, Chase Norman. How can you not love that cutie? And, yeah, so make sure you go follow me on that Twitter as well. So, oh, and if you're looking for the podcast, no problem. Go to Miss.Holland92 on Instagram. Click on the link over there. Or if you're following me on Twitter, go to Miss.Norman1992, click the link over there. If you're both following me on these platforms, go click on the link. It'll take you to the podcast page. Go find your podcast provider or whatever you're following. Click on it, and boom, you have now joined the Man Fan family. And also, if you're a new listener, hi, welcome. I am your host, Marilyn Negron. Both of these shows, Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HDU and the Henry Danger Universe. And I cannot wait to see what's I got this ride cooking up for you. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And trust me, if you're here for the last two episodes, this is it. You guys are awesome. You guys are fun. I cannot wait for you to join this journey along with me. So let's go. I'm so excited, so pumped. And if you're a new follower, welcome. Make yourself at home. And I want to make you guys comfortable. And to the returning followers, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys take the time to let me talk for an hour. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Without you, I wouldn't have done this for the past 2 years. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And trust me, I'm not going anywhere. This podcast is not going anywhere. And I'm going to continue recapping these episodes for years to come until I run out of episodes to recap. So, yeah. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And we can't wait to see what this future of this podcast holds. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Trust me. Thank you for the past 2 years of my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I cannot wait to see what this podcast holds. So I love you guys, 3000. And cheers to more years to come. Oi, oi. And love you guys so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes up. So, yeah, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.